This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
Hey, can you grab Bob for me? If we can grab Bob. Yeah. Thank you. He'll answer his phone. We have Johnny Ferraro on. Johnny C. He was the creator of the American Gladiators.
Hello.
Now, we were talking about American Gladiators, how huge it was on television. And if you don't know, you don't know. But it was a monster show. Huge ratings. Giant behemoth, super steroid anabolic bastards fighting regular people who said, I can take them on. And you would just get they would just get creamed. But then they started to get promotions going, and one of them was to involve radio.
Yes, that is true. So I got involved with one of these when I was programming a station in Albany. So I've been, I've programmed radio stations for more than 30 years, and this is the worst thing that's ever happened in my career that I still feel completely terrible about. So American Gladiators are coming in. They're playing the Knickerbocker Arena, which is, same size as T-Mobile, same type of a thing. And they come in and say, hey, we have an opportunity, for someone from your radio station to get in front of the crowd and just do an exhibition bout with one of our American Gladiators. I'm like, well, that sounds like a great idea. Great promotion in front of 15,000 people. We get up there. We do the thing. I'm like, this is going to be wonderful.
An exhibition match. Now, what do they tell you it's going to be?
So basically the someone from the station would have a chance to fight one of the female gladiators in the pugil stick contest, which is, the giant Q-tip thing that they whip your ass with.
By the way, they say Q-tip. It's a heavy, hard foam knob the size of a basketball on the size of a stick. And they've got them on both sides, so you can, old school Star Trek fight.
Right, right. Yeah, it's called a pugil stick, but basically everyone's like, it looks like it's a giant Q-tip. Yeah. So we're like, oh, well, that sounds great. And then we're dumb enough. We're like, oh, and we're going to fight one of the chicks. That'll be easy. dumb. And then we're on these two. The way they set it up in the arena, you stand on these two
columns,
little round platforms, about maybe at least 10 feet or so off the floor. And then you fall down on mats. So we have this opportunity. We want to take the opportunity. We decide the morning show co-host is the best person to do it, and he doesn't want to do it. His name is Bill. He doesn't want to do it. And basically, we over the course of a couple of weeks, just talk him into it, badger him into doing this thing.
You're his boss.
I'm his boss, and then the primary morning show hosts are just like, look, one is like, do it for the show. I'm like, do it for the radio station. It's good promotion. What's going to happen? You're fighting a chick. It's an exhibition. This is not like the real, the real battle. This is an exhibition, just kind of a ha-ha in front of a lot of crowd, and it'll help get our name out there.
Yep.
So he, after about 2 weeks, reluctantly decides to do it.
How old is he, by the way?
I would say he was probably in his, mid to late 30s.
And was he of radio host physique?
Yes, he was. He was. But this is going to be easy. It's an exhibition match, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to do it. We're worried that he's going to chicken out. So the morning show host and I pick him up at his house and drive him to the Knickerbocker Arena. And then he's still sort of hesitant, whatever. We decide that he needs to loosen up. So we stop at the bar across the street from the arena, feed him, I think these are 6 or 7 screwdrivers that he drinks before we go over to the arena. And then we're at his corner. We're going to support him. We helped getting him up on the stand, which was tough to do because he was pretty drunk. We're like, hey, you know, once again, it's an exhibition. They're going to go easy on you. This is going to be fun.
39-year-old disc jockey with, radio host body, hammered. He didn't want to do it. And now you clam him up on those giant 12-foot posts, whatever, in American Gladiators and with the pugil sticks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's where we are. And this American Gladiator female, and I apologize, I don't remember her name, just beats him nearly to death. So, she can use that pugil stick to the point where she's hitting him from side to side to side, that if she would stop a second, he would fall off. But she can almost, hold him up and beat him on the stand with that pugil stick. It was amazing and terrible. And I'm sitting next to my morning show guy, and we're just, horrified that Bill is just getting the crap beat out of him in front of these people. Then finally, she gets bored just knocking him around, knocks him off. He hits down on the mat. We go pick him up. He's basically half unconscious. We get him. We just think, oh, he's kind of woozy, whatever. So, he's drunk and just got the hell beat out of him. So we drive him home, and then we find out the next day he calls us. He goes to the emergency room because he can't focus. He's lost his vision, can't focus. Right. And we're oh my God, this is bad. This is bad. And so he winds up, then calling in Monday, hey, I've got kind of a headache, but I can't focus at all. My vision can't focus. So bottom line, so he winds up having a wicked concussion. He misses like 5 weeks of work continuously because he's got this concussion and he can't see and he can't read. He was our news guy who couldn't read anymore after getting beat up by the American Gladiator person. He comes back to work after about 6 weeks. And then leaves the show about maybe 3 or 4 months later because he's having vision issues, he's having headache issues. It basically ended his career. It was freaking terrible, 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 terrible. It's the worst thing I was ever. I've done some crap over the years, but when I look back on my career, my big regret is basically disabling poor Bill in Albany at an American Gladiators exhibition thing because I thought it'd be good to get in front of a bunch of people. So,
dude, Jesus Christ,
terrible.
You want to know who brought you this? This entire idea was a goddamn genius. His name's Johnny Ferraro.
Our next guest is a Las Vegas-based entrepreneur who was the creator of what many feel was the first reality competition show, American Gladiators. From 1989 to 1996, the show captivated American audiences. It was revived in 2008 on NBC and rebooted earlier this year by the BBC, quickly becoming one of the most popular shows on British television. And now, it was recently announced that the show is being rebooted for American audiences by Amazon Prime Video. Please welcome American Gladiators creator, Johnny Ferraro.
Johnny Ferraro, creator of the greatest television show maybe ever made. How are you?
Dude, I'm good, John. How are you?
We were just regaling from an older program director when you guys used to involve radio guys and knock the piss out of them, which I find so delightful and so wonderful. It is just this. There'll never be another TV show like this until, you get to bring it back again on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's coming back and it's bigger than better than ever. In this time it's over 240 countries and all over the world. It's massive, and we're looking for the best contenders there are out there, and to bring their best and. If they think they have what it takes, and especially the courage to go up against these gladiators. And it's funny because I was on that tour. I was on that tour when the gladiators were there. And we did a 114-city tour back then. And it was a lot of excitement. And people didn't think it was up until they got in the arena, and that it was a whole different ball game.
Yeah. And, oh, sure.
So you're right. Yeah.
Well, look, Johnny. I mean,
are
the
you
real...
going to try out, John?
Hell no. Listen, hell no. No, gee, because I'm not that type of guy. I'm like, listen, here's what I know for sure. It is you. Anytime they offer up a girl that you will fight, you're getting your ass kicked. Like, that's the bait. That's the rope-a-dope. Like, that's the mark of it, right? Like, the second somebody who said that to me, I'd be like, I know how this plays out. This is going to be Ronda Rousey kicking me in the head. And this is going to be...
Oh, it's Papa.
But this is what makes it so good, Johnny. Like, I'm telling you, it is... It's one of those shows... It rivaled professional wrestling in its characters and its villains and the people you could follow. Then you put regular people in it. It was absolute P.T. Barnum level genius, I thought, for American Gladiators.
Well, you're right. It's a little bit of everything. It has that superhero part of it. It has that David Goliath feel, you know. Can I take down that 6'5", 270-pound guy? And it just really is something to watch it, especially live when we're on tour. But, you know, these guys are putting together this fantastic show. And especially if you look at the UK, what they did on their show, I mean, they drew like 8.5 million viewers. That's unheard of.
No.
That's unheard of.
Listen.
And that's like a 48 share of the country. It's, yeah, so we're looking for these new contenders to come out and try out and, your area, if they think they have what it takes to do this, man, send them on down.
Yeah.
You know, send them to AmericanGladiatorCasting.com. And that's AmericanGladiatorCasting.com.
And I would have to believe that the larger the personality, the more outgoing, the more fit, like that you want guys, you want characters, you want people who are going to, like on television, you're going to root for them or root against them, but you got to feel something, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, you want to narrow it down to the guys that I always say, you know, the show is only as good as your contestants. You could have all the flash bulbs and all the stuff and fancy games, but, you know, you don't have a good contestant, you don't have a good show.
That's right.
You know, and God, you know, it's been great that we've always had great contestants. You know, they've had great stories behind them. And the thing is that, you know, I was just talking to your producer there, and he says, you know, I watch it on Vice, you know, their reruns. And this is from like 30 years ago.
Sure.
You know, I'm watching these kids that were 22, 23. Now they're grandpas, and now they're telling their kids and their grandchildren. So this is like the third generation of family and friends that can take part of this.
No.
And I always say, listen, you know, this thing's been around since Christ. We're not going anyplace. So
that's right. That's right.
Every so many years, it's going to come back. It's going to come back, you know. And it's just that kind of a game. You know, people love to be part of something much bigger than themselves.
Yeah, well, we love to see if an underdog can triumph. We also like to see overly confident, cocksure guys get their ass knocked off. We also like to see the surprise, right? And again, then you throw in some super fit girls. Now you've got this great action and eye candy. And if you've got the right amount of characters, it's just, here's what I always think Hollywood fails, that where you clearly understood, Johnny. You entertain the masses. You're not in the super new, ultra cool, this is the latest, greatest, this is what we're going to chase now, new woke, whatever it is. You know what do people like. They like fighting. They like underdogs. They like people they can root for and people they can root against. That's what the whole thing's based on that, right?
You're right on the money, John. It's just Gladiators. It has it all. It really does. You know, it has a superhero. It has David and Goliath.
Yes.
It has that. I would say, you know, you're not going to throw a football for the 49ers, but you want to know what? You could be part of American Gladiators, and it'll go on forever. You're just part of it. You know, it's really something. And now it's, you know, like 240 countries. It's massive what they're doing with streaming today.
Oh.
I mean, you're going to have tons of millions of people watching this thing.
Oh, and
it's not like before.
I picture
millions of people, but now.
Johnny, I picture so much. I picture like guys going at each other with tactical vests on, but they're shooting beanbag shotguns at each other. I picture flamethrowers. I like picture like let's go full bore, man. Like think of all the new modern technology that you can get down on. Like there's so much to do here.
Well, you know, it just depends. You want to keep your contestants and Gladiator safe. you know, because you can really go crazy on where it's really dangerous. But, you know, we test everything out and we want to make sure everybody's in the best shape. You know, the trainers are there to help everybody. And you know, we want to keep it entertainment and competitive. And the competition is the most important thing. It's real. There's nothing fake about
it. Right.
You know, remember years ago, MTV started, they used to come out and say, on American Gladiators, you bet your life. And it's so true.
Yes.
You don't know what's going to happen once you snap that floor.
Now, listen, Johnny, I can't wait to see it. I have Prime. I'm waiting to see the first episodes, and we'll have you back on as soon as it debuts.
Johnny, let me know. I'll be there for you anytime, my friend.
Appreciate you, man. Stay there. Hold on. The PCP League. You think I don't? No, one of these contestants is on PCP. just goddamn let her rip, man. Get him some flamethrowers and some flame-proof suits. Get him some of those like riot rounds. Like, you know what I'm talking about? The beanbag shotgun rounds. You see guys firing at riot people and be like, let them go after it. Like, instead of it just being Gladiator, let's put some warfare in here.
It's perfect for, like, there was an old, people who watched the show knew there was a contest called Breakthrough and Conquer, where you had to fight two gladiators at once. The first one, you held a football, you ran 10 yards, he tried to stop you from getting in the end zone, and then the second one, you had 10 seconds to push him out of a ring. They would start, they would blow the whistle, and you'd try to push each other out of the ring. But that game is so much better if right before it, you see that dude smack a crack rock with a shoe and then just snort it all up and then come at the gladiators.
For real.
It's fantastic.
Just tweaker version. They're just so fast and wily. Mm. They're skinny, but they're so fast.
They're slippery.
They just don't give up no matter what. They're like.
Part of the competition is you have to get them out from under your car because they're trying to take your catalytic converter.
And then like big fat girl, like angry fat. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like when you see those, the chicks just knocking the piss out of each other in the street, all those videos you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my God, just let's let her rip. Oh, there's so much fun stuff you could do. Nick, I wholeheartedly get into this.
I'm surprised we don't have a local version anyway.
Well, I think we do. I think we've seen the videos come in. There's a channel on Instagram. I see it.
There's people who have some competitions.
Yeah. It is funny to me because, like, when he's like, would you do it? And I'm like, no, sir.
No.
But I've lived life long enough to know when I'm getting rope-a-doped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're like, hey, you want to do an exhibition match? It's against a girl. If your warning bells don't go ding, ding, ding in your head.
Anytime you've seen that on the internet or anywhere where they're like a kickboxing thing, they're like, no, jump in the ring with her. You'll be fine.
Yeah, don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
You're getting ready to get the piss knocked out of you, and it's certainly by a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, there's no win in that. If you beat the girl up, which you're not going to.
Right.
Oh,
beat a girl.
Don't you look great?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tough guy.
You do, yeah, dude. She's going to ride you like a pony, and you're going to, like, you know, I can count the potatoes. You're not gonna do well. That dude that Bob was talking about.
Oh, Bob's told me that story before, and I couldn't believe it when he told that story to me the first time. I'm like, so how did this all go down? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, it was over before you knew it.
Then the guy's like, I can't read no more.
Your news guy can't see.
God, and just, you know, I just me. You want to volunteer for that stuff?
No.
That's how you end up getting 20 mil.
Let's go to the website. Because I looked.
That happens today.
Yeah,
right?
There's AmericanGladiatorCasting.com and there's ProjectCasting.com. I'm putting you in for this.
Yes.
Listen, for sure.
And if you for any reason at all, you represent the radio station, then you're like, hey,
Bob Edwards told me to.
Don't worry.
And I hope
your girlfriend will be set for life. I'm sure she won't leave you in a state-run nursing home.
I hope they film the reboot at Universal Studios Hollywood like they used to, because while you have a brain bleed, Johnny and I can go ride Harry Potter.
That's true. I love Universal. And I heard there's a new Universal.
They're putting a Fast and Furious roller coaster down the mountain.
Well, not California, but Vegas. They put a Universal giant haunted house.
A year-round haunted house, yeah.
I'm very excited about it. So please, go get a head injury so we can get something together. It's like, you know.
Some of you may die, but it's a sacrifice I am willing to make.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.